26b4, the last word on the page. Itmar, we learned, doesn't say where, but we learned. Eid Zaymim, the case of Eid Zaymim, and he's found to be an Eid Zaymim. Eid Zaymim is like this. When you have witnesses, we know the Torah says two witnesses make something happen. What happens if two witnesses contradict each other? So you have two types of contradicting each other. One is called Hakhosha, and one is called Hazoma. Hakhosha said, two people testify, Reuven killed Shimon. Another group says, no, Levi killed Shimon. They argue on the fact. One guy says he stole, two guys say he didn't steal. Two guys say he lent money, two guys say he didn't lend money. Okay, they contradict on the facts. So what's the din then? They cancel each other out. There's no testimony. That's called akhosha. When they actually contradict each other. Hazama is a different story. Hazama is when they testify against the witness himself. Not what he says. Not in the case, in the fact, they testify against the witness itself. For instance, if two witnesses testify, Reuven killed Shimon Monday morning in L.A. Monday morning, two witnesses come to Beis Din, they testify, we saw on Monday morning, Reuven killed Shimon. Okay, two witnesses came. Comes along another two witnesses and say, listen, we don't know anything about the killing. We just know one thing. How could you two testify that you saw Reuven kill Shimon Monday morning in L.A. when Monday morning you were with us in Hawaii? So they're not arguing about the fact, did Reuven kill Shimon or not? That's, if they argue the fact, did Reuven kill Shimon or did Levi kill Shimon? So that's a kosher. They cancel each other out, and we don't believe any group over the next group. They cancel, there's no testimony. That's it. There's no witnesses. Hazama is when you testify against the witness. Not that the witness is not saying good testimony. You're saying, how could you testify that you saw the murder or the loan or the whatever Monday morning in L.A. when Monday morning you were with us in Imanu Hayisim, you were with us in Hawaii. Okay? So what's the din? The din is you owe, and this is completely illogical. And the din is, you believe the second group of witnesses. You always believe the last group of witnesses. The last. For instance, if another group would come to the second group, and they say, how can you say they were with you in Hawaii, you're with us in Australia? So you always believe the last group.
Did we try to verify their claim?
No, but they're kosher witnesses.
They don't
testify.
Try to find people who saw them in
no,
Hawaii.
But they're the ones that are testifying.
Now, when the third one testifies that they're liar, what happens to the first witness? Are they good now?
Yeah.
And the
no, wait a minute. So what's the punishment of that? So let's say Reuven, two witnesses testified that Reuven killed Shimon, right? So if it's a kosher, meaning two other witnesses come and say Levi killed Shimon, they cancel each other out, there's no witnesses, so you don't kill Reuven for killing Shimon because you don't have any witnesses, because they were cancelled out. But what happens when the first two witnesses say Reuven killed Shimon Monday morning in L.A., yeah? So what are basically they testifying? That Reuven needs to be killed. Right? Because it does say Reuven killed Shimon. So basically they're saying Reuven needs to be killed. So now, the second group comes, and they say to the first group, how could you testify you saw Reuven kill Shimon Monday morning in L.A.? You were with us in Hawaii. Yeah? So the din is you believe the second group. What do you do to punishment to the first group? The din is you do to them what they wanted to do to the guy they testified against. When they testified Reuven killed Shimon, they wanted Reuven to get killed, so you kill the witnesses.
Monetary.
So they have to pay. If they testify he ate chazer, so basically they get whipped, you whip them.
How about if you said that the first first one said they were, how could you say that they killed him in Los Angeles? You were in Hawaii. And then another group says, how could you say you were in Hawaii? You were in Australia. If that happens, then not only Reuben gets killed, but and then also...
Correct.
Two more witnesses also get killed?
Right. Because they wanted to kill the two witnesses.
So if this keeps on happening with the two, then
every it's not going to happen. But yeah, you keep doing...
You just keep killing him, every other one?
Every other one, because yeah. Every other one, the other one's right. Now, what happens though, just off the track, what happens if they testify that Reuven killed Shimon, and Bezdin killed Reuven? Then the second group of witnesses says, how did you guys testify? You were with us in Hawaii? You don't do anything to the witnesses. Because the Torah says, Kasher Zamam Lassi, what they wanted to do, but not what was actually done.
Is this okay. Accepted for any type of litigation? Monetary?
Yeah.
Rabbi, this way, a lot of people could get out of the room.
Why?
Because if somebody, God forbid,
no, Bezdin checked out the witnesses. It wasn't that Bezdin just said, oh, you say, okay, we believe you. Bezdin did a typical Bezdin investigation, especially capital punishment. They checked him out, but he came out to be true.
So you only check out these Aiden, their personality. You don't try to find out.
You do Drisha and Chakira, you do Drisha.
Did you see these guys in Hawaii? I want to know if were you in
Hawaii? They check it out, but their testimony holds up that they saw him in Hawaii. So again, they're not testifying on the case.
Right.
They're testifying on the person. Now, that's general Eid Zeimim. What is Agumar talking about? When does this Eid Zeimim becomes disqualified? For instance, if they testified in Nissan, they testified something, and they didn't become Hazama until Tishrei, a half a year later. That means in Tishrei, they became disqualified for the testimony they said in Nissan, a half a year earlier. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, do they become disqualified retroactively or from now on?
Well, it depends on if Reuben is still alive.
No. Let's say they said other testimony.
Oh, another testimony.
Other cases, yeah. Wow. Eid Zeimim, once they become disqualified. From now on, that's it. They're not kosher witnesses. They're proven to be liars. Right? But the question is, when you disqualify them in Tishrei, do they become disqualified retroactively from Nisan? Meaning, any testimony that they gave from Nisan to Tishrei, that half a year is null and void, or do they become disqualified from here on? This is going to be an argument in Abai and Rav. And this is one of the six cases in Shas that the halacha is like Abai and not like Rav. Normally the halacha is like Rav. In six cases, Yalka Gam it's called, Yishlei Midas, and all the kids learn Neila Metzias, then the halacha is going to be like Abai. Okay, one of the six places throughout the entire Gemara that Abai and Rav argued, the halacha, the Gemara rules like Abai. Okay, now let's see it inside. Eid Zeimim, okay. Chav Zayin Amid Aleph now. 27A1 all the way on top. Itmar Eid Zeimim, this case of Eid Zeimim. But Pedrashi explains that he testified in Nissan and he became disqualified a half a year later in Tishrei, right? Abay Amar L'Mafrehu Nifsel. It becomes retroactively non-kosher, meaning any testimony that he said in the last half a year is worthless. And Rava Amar Mikanu Lahabo Nifsal. No, he's only disqualified from here on.
Retroactively in any other case also. If he was
that's what he's saying. Any case, Abaya says, any case that they testified on retroactively in the last half a year is completely null and void.
So if there were Aiden in another wedding...
Got to redo the kedushin.
Why only a half a year?
No, that's okay. It could be a month. It could be 2 months. It could be 10 years.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. The question is, now that they became disqualified, are they from here on disqualified? Because now it's proven that they're disqualified. Or do you say no, from the time when you're disqualifying them from when the time they testified, which was a lie, from then on they become disqualified.
Okay.
How about if the order was already done? The punishment was already done. They testified and they did the punishment.
They're still liars, but you don't do to them what they wanted to do. But they're still not kosher witnesses.
Except for monetary problems.
No, monetary also.
Oh, so you...
You don't make them give it back?
You do make them give it back. But once they give it back, they're still disqualified.
Yeah, but if you already killed the other guy based on their testimony and they became an exhumer, you can't do anything about it.
You don't punish them.
Right, but with
but
monetary.
If it was monetary... If
the no, no, if the guy paid...
Yeah.
No, then you don't.
Oh, you don't make the aides don't pay?
If it's done...
Only
it's
if
done.
They wanted to and not if they did it already.
What if the guy got
killed? It's completely logical. If anything, if the guy got killed, for sure you killed him. But the Rebbe brought this down many times, the Rebbeinu Bechai and the Ramban, they explained, officially the Gemara says it's exactly, like we're going to see, Rava says, why are they disqualified from Iran? Right? It doesn't make sense. They're liars a half a year already. He said, because the whole thing, it doesn't make sense. It's a chiddush. It's a whole thing. So the chiddush starts from now when you disqualified them, not from retroactive. Well, the whole thing. And why do you believe the second set instead of the first set? The first set says Reuven killed Shimon Monday morning in L.A. The second says you were with us in Hawaii. Yeah. Why do you believe them over the first? Well, normally, two against two, they cancel each other out. We don't believe any of them. Correct.
But you don't just believe the second, you do your own research and you realize that, oh, actually they were telling the truth.
No, you just know from the testimony of the witness. You don't know from anything.
You have to do all the bedika.
They didn't call the transport, the passport agency to see if they went or not.
Oh, you don't have to, you said you have to.
No, Bezin checks out the witnesses.
The personality of the witnesses, not the circumstances.
No, the kashrus of the witness, not the personality. The kashrus,
oh.
Yeah. And also, they check the testimony, you know. They check him out. Which day, what was the guy wearing, what day of the week, what day of the month, where was it, you know, how did he kill him? There's a lot of there's chikiris and derishas.
But again, you're not just believing the second witness. They give you a tip, and now you go investigate, like, all right.
No, they're not giving you a tip. It's not the way it works. Witnesses are witnesses. Just like the Bezin checked out the first set and found it to be legit. Now, Bezin checked out the second and found them to be legit. But why do you believe the second over the first? Say they canceled each other out and say there's no testimony. Go by, go home. By Hakosha, if one says Reuven killed Shimon, and the other one says Levi killed Shimon, you don't say you believe the second group. Why? Because logically, well, why should you believe one over the next, right? They're equal. So you should just cancel each other, like the Din by Hakosha. They cancel each other out. By Hazam is Exerce Kosov, that you always believe the last one, which doesn't make sense. But there's an explanation, which is a very interesting, it's a more Ruchniistic explanation. L'chaid, if Bezin killed Reuven already, then you don't do anything to the witnesses. If they wanted Reuven to die, you kill them. But if Reuven actually got killed, then you don't do anything to them. Why? See, it's very simple. God would not allow a kosher Bezdin to kill an innocent person. If Reuven is really innocent, yeah, because the witnesses are liars, Hashem would never allow a proper kosher Bezdin to kill an innocent person. So obviously, if Bezdin killed Reuven,
yeah,
Reuven was supposed to die for whatever reason. So why are you punishing the witnesses? Such kach pratis. Because Reuven was supposed to die. But if Reuven wasn't killed yet, that means the guy is innocent, and they're trying to kill an innocent person who's not supposed to die. For that, you kill them.
If a Bezin did such a thing, we don't say, they were just basically, you know, they were just carrying Hashem's message. We call them a foolish Bezin.
Not a foolish Bezin.
If it's proven that they made a mistake, we don't say, okay, it was Hashgach Pratis. I mean, we do say...
You do say eventually it was Hashgach Pratis.
But that basin should watch themselves, no?
There's a story in the Gemara, Shimon Shatach, Yudah ben Taba, in the Gemara Makis. Yudah ben Taba killed a whole bunch of people. I remember which one, which, sorry. Yeah, Yudah ben Taba killed innocent. Shimon Shatach said he killed a whole bunch of innocent people. It wasn't him, it was his Bezdin. In time to be some English. So they did tshuva, whatever they had to do. But Rabbeinu B'chayim, Ramban explained, what's the law? Even though the Gemara says clearly, it's a kosef. Kasher zamam, v'loy kasher osa, only if they wanted to.
I mean, it's very easy to say that, you know, but you have to say, to exonerate any Beis Din like that. And say, it's a kosher Beis Din.
But a Beis Din, if they're proper Beis Din, has siyata d'shmaya. Right? They have siyata d'shmaya. They have help from heaven. So if the Eibishter made the bottom line that this guy got killed, it's because he was supposed to get killed.
And it's also not just Dinim Fashis, Dinim Amnus.
Yeah, okay. So if Beis Din made that this guy should pay, there has to be some legitimacy to it.
So any kosher reason that makes a mistake, we say good?
No, it depends what the mistake is. Olsim and Chashmishbut. What?
Could another Beis Din stop another Beis Din?
As
what they're doing? Like they have a case and they're about to make a mistake, and the other Beis Din catch this and they see it.
How does this as a Beis Din know what the case is? They didn't sit on the case.
How about appeal?
No,
there's no appellate system in Torah.
Oh. What about higher court?
There is some. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes if the Dayan made a mistake and the higher Beis Din says you made a mistake, but if there's no appellate system. Yeah, but it's not an appellate system. The guy can come to a higher Beis Din not as an appeal. They could say the Beis Din, they feel, made a mistake, and that may be, sometimes they'll check into it. But now, not nowadays.
So the capital punishment was done only by the higher Beis Din.
You have to be a Beis Din of 23.
You don't have to be 71 to do
a bit. No, we learned before the Gemara. 23 is capital punishment. Okay, so let's see it in the Gemara now. Eidzeim im abayam and lemafreo nifsel. He's possible retroactively. And v'ravam and mikana lahabo nifsel. Only from here on. And the Gemara explains. Abayam and lemafreo nifsel. Abaya says he's retroactively possible. Because Me'id Nadas is Rasha. When did the guy become a Rasha? When he lied in Nissen, right? And the Torah says, Al Tashis Yotchim Rasha, meaning, the Torah says, do not place your hand with an evil door, meaning, Al Tashis Rasha Eid. Don't make an evil person a witness. Now, when did he become liars? In Tishrei, it proved that in Nissen before there were liars.
Which doesn't, by the way, it doesn't make any difference if Mafre, because everything was already carried out, so.
No, but then there any testimony they said was not valid.
But it's not going to change anything.
Sure, it will.
If the testimony, I mean, if the judgment.
If there were witnesses on a wedding.
Oh, at a wedding.
Or anything.
Or anything else.
Well, monetary and
so then their testimony is no good, and if they testified, Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and they ended up to be liars, so the Beis Din will take back the money.
Okay.
Rava Amar, Rava says no. Mikanu lahabo nifsel. It's only from here on, from Tishrei on, they become liars. Why? He says very simple. Eid zaymim chiddushu. B'chlal, the whole concept of eid zaymim is a chiddush. It's something unique. Because my chazes the samach zahane. Why do you rely on the second group? Samach zahane rely on the first group. Like, why should the second group be trusted more than the first group? So therefore. It's only from the chiddush itself. And this, we find this concept in Gemara many times. Something that doesn't make sense, it can only be from the time it doesn't make sense. Because the whole thing doesn't make sense. So if it doesn't make sense, you minimize the not making sense as much as possible.
Seems like he's saying the same thing as Abaye.
No, he's arguing completely. Abaye says they're not kosher retroactively. Rava says everything they did until Tishrei is good. From Tishrei onward, they're no good. But until Tishrei,
says their whole lives.
No, from the time they testified the first time lying.
So
in this,
Rava says Mikano Haba also.
Abai said Lamafreya, retroactively from Nissan. In Nissan, they testified Reuven killed Shimon Monday morning in LA, right? Tishrei.
The Tishrei before Nissan. Or
after, okay. Half a year later. The witnesses testify. How did you guys testify half a year ago that you were with us in Hawaii? Yeah? So now they're not kosher witnesses anymore. They're liars. Right? Eidimim.
The Nisan.
Yeah, but now the Tishrei become disqualified. Yeah. So Abayi says they become disqualified retroactively from Nisan. So therefore, any testimony they said is null and void. Rava says, no, the whole thing doesn't make sense. If it doesn't make sense, from now on they're disqualified, not from before. Because when they said the testimony, let's say in the ear or Sivan, they weren't liars yet.
I mean, Abaye could have said their whole lives, anything even before this.
Yeah,
these guys are liars.
Whole
so their whole lives, anything even before this.
How do you know they lied before? Now you know they lied.
If you hold that they're liars since 6 months ago, then my...
Because they were lying. The witnesses testify they lied.
Oh, yes. The witnesses testify they lied in Nisan.
But that's what are they doing? In Tishrei, they're saying...
And Tishrei is a new case.
Case of Nisan. How did you guys testify in Nisan? That Reuven killed Shimon Monday morning in L.A. Monday morning, you were... In Nisan, you were with us in Hawaii.
So in Tishrei, we found out that the Nisan guys are liars.
From Nisan on.
They are liars. So why don't we
from Nisan.
No, they're liars.
When a guy steals, from when on... Well, let me ask you a question.
If they've been liars since...
A guy testified... Let me ask you a question. A guy testified on a wedding in Nisan. Okay? 3 months later, the guy stole. Okay? Witness testified the guy stole. Is he now, from now on, not a kosher witness? That means the wedding he did 3 months ago is not kosher?
Not necessarily.
Why? He's a thief his whole life.
Yeah, why not? He should not be.
Because until a guy is proven sinner, he's not a sinner. Innocent until proven guilty. So when the time witnesses testify he's a liar, or a ganev, or not shame a Shabbos, or whatever, from then on he's not kosher. But what he did before he's proven as a liar, we don't assume everybody's a liar. Why should you assume everybody's lawyer? A person is innocent until proven guilty. Every Jew has a cheskes kasher.
Right, when it comes to like death sentences, even if one person gets up and says, I might have something to help the defendant, can't the one person say, these guys were in another land, investigate?
Eidzomen have to be told too.
It's not Eidzomen, but he's just telling him, listen, I have some evidence that maybe...
In fact, there's a whole question in the Gemara. The main Gemara is in Marcus. But the question is, what happens if they disqualify one of the two witnesses? Two witnesses testify that Reuven killed Shimon Monday morning in L.A.
Yeah?
Yeah? Jack and Joe testified that Reuven killed Shimon Monday morning in L.A. Then two witnesses come... Let's say, Joe, I don't know about, but Jack was with us in Hawaii.
So Jack should get killed.
No, but you don't do it. The Gemara says you don't do it until both become disqualified.
Again, because there is a cousin.
Right. Because it's one unit.
Robert,
in order to disqualify, you have to disqualify the unit, not the individual.
Getting back to Rava, we say Rava holds the way he does because he says, because the whole thing is a chiddush.
The whole thing doesn't make sense, so it starts from now.
Yeah. He could also be explained. Rava's opinion could also be explained that the guy did tshuva.
No. It's not gonna.
He did a one-time abeda, and
it has to be proven.
Rava, where does this 6 months come from? I'm even confused.
No, it's just it could be 4 months.
Okay.
It's just an example.
So it depends how long the case is dragging, correct?
No.
The case could drag like a couple of months, right?
It's not even dragging. The case could be over. Later they come along and say, hey, what?
This is later.
Yeah, half a year later.
10 years later.
10 years later.
2 days later.
Could be anyway. Rashi just mentions a case, a half a year from this into Tishrei. That's all.
Why don't we say that Rava holds that they did true? Anyone could do true.
Because a Rashi is puzzle until you know for sure proven that he did tshuva.
So then Abaye is right.
Abaye
unless
right.
He says
that's what
Rav
is saying.
If you don't hold by tshuva unless proven, then Abaye is right.
Allah is like Abaye anyway. But because the Gemara proves it. Okay. Ika da Amri, some people say differently. That Rav nami kabaye sfirali. Really, Rav agrees with Abaye that you become retroactively. Why does Rava say Mikano Lahaba? From here onward? He said, Mishum Pseida de Lokuchas. Because we have pity on the buyers. Meaning like this. If there's a lien on property, what happens if these witnesses signed on a deed? Retroactive. Okay, again. Nisan and Tishrei. Okay? Now, let's say in Iyar, which is between Nisan and Tishrei, right? These witnesses signed on the deed of property or on a loan document, right? If you're going to disqualify them from Nissan, these buyers are going to get messed up. How did they know these guys are not kosher? As far as they were concerned, these were kosher people, right? No, Beis Din didn't rule the Edom Zayim that everybody knows about it. Nobody knows about it. These guys, innocently, the buyers, or loan deed, or whatever, any type of document, financial document, yeah? These people use these witnesses. Now if you're going to say they disqualify them retroactively, what's going to happen? Who's going to lose out by that? All the other innocent people that use them to sign documents. So Rava says we need to take care. It's not fair to those people. In non-financial issues, yeah, they're disqualified retroactively. But in financial issues, by disqualifying them, you're really hurting other people. Innocent people. That innocently use them as witnesses. So you can't do it. So the Gemara says, my binayu, what's the practical difference between both opinions? He says, Ika binayu, when two sets of witnesses testify to discredit one set of witnesses. Which means like this.
This is the young generation.
This is 62 degrees. I can't concentrate right now. My thighs are frozen.
I just want to tell you something. Their chassidim, when they're tired, put their feet into ice, a bucket of ice water, to stay up. Cold keeps you up.
Look at him. Look at this.
We're
not wearing sweaters. Everybody is freezing. 62,
Rabbi.
Can't be less than 68.
Yeah.
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 He's
going to
eat zaymim you.
Now that the door is closed, sure, take it off.
Okay. What happened, the difference is like this. You have the different groups of witnesses, but two groups, okay, one group testified Reuven killed Shimon, yeah? If you have a board, you can put the names or thing. Two witnesses testify that Reuven killed Shimon. Right? Now, another two groups of witnesses disqualify each one individually. That means two groups disqualify Jack, and another group of witnesses disqualify Joe. So then it's two against one. Correct? Then it'd be two against one. Now, two is believed over one. Yes? Two is believed over one. The chiddush of Eid Zaymim is when two testify against two, that you believe the second group instead of the first group. Or the last group instead of the earlier groups, right? But if two witnesses testify against Reuven and two testifies against Shimon, if they're the two witnesses, Jack and Joel, okay? The two witnesses testify Jack was with them in Hawaii, and two other witnesses testify that Joe was with them in Hawaii, so then it's not a chiddush anymore. Right? Then it's not a chiddush. So then, Rava would hold, it's definitely, he might say it's retroactively no good. Then Rava would agree with Abai that retroactively is no good because two disqualified one of the Edom Zaymim. It's not two against two. It's two against one and two against one.
why would that go retroactive now?
Because then it's not a chiddush anymore. Why does Rava say it's from here on?
Because there is a chiddush.
Because the whole thing doesn't make sense that you believe the second group over the first group, because it's two against two. So therefore he says from the time they're disqualified, from then on they become disqualified, right? But if what happened was two disqualified one and another two disqualified the other witness, it's not a chiddush anymore.
It's still a chiddush because you always believe the last one.
No, because it's two against one.
Oh, okay.
Two against two is equal.
Yeah.
Jack and Joe testified that Monday morning Reuven killed Shimon in L.A. Right? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Now normal Eidamim is two other witnesses come and say, how can you, Jack and Joe, testify that you saw Reuven kill Shimon Monday morning in L.A.? Monday morning you were with us in Hawaii. So you believe the second group, correct? But what happens if that's not what happened? Jack and Joe testify that Reuven killed Shimon Monday morning in L.A. Yeah? Yeah? Now, two witnesses come and say, Jack, how do you testify you were with us in Hawaii? And another two witnesses come to Joe and say, how can you, Joe, testify you were with us in China? Is that a chiddush that you believe the second over the first? No, because it's two against one. It's two witnesses disqualifying one, and two witnesses disqualifying the other. It's not a chiddush anymore.
What if only one of them is disqualified?
Again, it doesn't have the din. You don't believe them, but you don't have a din of eitzemim.
I know. If you do believe them, then the whole thing is out. And
yeah, because there's only one witness testifying, and
they're not called eitzemim.
No, you have to. The Gemara says until you do both of them.
So that's stronger than doing eitzemim.
It's part of eitzemim. It's part of the process of eitzemim.
It's stronger than disqualifying both.
But the chiddush of eitzemim that Rava says is a chiddush, and therefore we do it from here on, right? Not retroactively. Is only because why do you believe the second over the first? This is two and this is two. Correct? But what happens if two disqualify one and another two disqualify one? That's not a chiddush anymore because two is stronger than one. In halacha, two witnesses and 100 witnesses are equal. If two witnesses say, Reuven killed Shimon, yeah? And 100 witnesses say, no, Levi killed Shimon. Who's better? Logically, 100 is better than two, right? But the Torah says, no, it's exerza kosov. Once you have two, two is like 100, like a million, like a billion. But two versus one, the two is stronger than one. They disqualify the one. But that's not a chiddush anymore.
Well, it's not a chiddush also if the two just disqualify one and there's not another two to disqualify the other one. Because when two disqualify...
Correct, that's what the Gemara is answering. When the two disqualify one and the other two disqualify one, the Gemara could have said one of the two, right.
I'm saying there's a two disqualify one and there's no, and then there's no other two disqualify the other one. There's only two witnesses that disqualify one, not four that disqualify the two.
Yeah, so they'll be the same thing. There wouldn't be a testimony anymore.
Right, because let's say they disqualify.
But that's not the chiddush. It's not a chiddush anymore because two is stronger than one.
Yeah, so also there.
If Jack and Joe testify, Reuven killed Shimon.
Right.
Yeah. And one of them is proven lying.
Yeah, exactly.
Does Reuven get killed? Because you only have one witness. One witness can't kill a person.
Right.
The other one is disqualified. Correct? Mm-hmm. So that's not a chiddush. It's not unique, but two is better than one halachically. But two is not better than two, logically. Even though, and logically, 100 is better than two. But the Torah says 2 and 100 are equal.
If the second two have evidence...
What do you mean? All the witnesses have to have evidence. The evidence is their testimony.
We'll just see, just so. But the second two, you have evidence.
Like what?
Blood, whatever you have.
If a guy goes in to a room, okay, two witnesses see the way Reuven goes into a room, yeah, and he comes out with a bloody knife, and they go into the room and see Shimon is dead, yeah, they do not, it's not a, they cannot testify that Reuven killed Shimon, because circumstantial evidence. We're not going to get there today, but the Gemara is going to say, even not only that, the two witnesses need to see each other. If let's say, I'm standing in this room, and I look out the window, I see Reuven killing Shimon. And the guy's standing upstairs, looking out the window, and sees Reuven kill Shimon. I'm standing downstairs, he's standing upstairs, we're looking throughout the windows, I see Reuven kill Shimon, he sees Reuven kill Shimon. The din is, there's no two witnesses here.
Why?
Because the Torah says they need to see each other.
Why?
So there's a custom. The whole concept of testimony, that a woman can't testify, all this is not logical. It's not the pshat, there's a logic, because women are no good, and like they want to come along with the big... The whole thing doesn't make sense. But there's exer sekosif. The Torah says, the two witnesses need to see each other. And if they don't see each other, it's one testimony, not two witnesses. And they can't, Bezim will not kill the guy. I have two witnesses testifying Reuven killed Shimon. Right?
Yeah.
So Moshe, if they don't see each other, not kosher.
Is there a time limit in the witnessing?
No.
7 years, 10 years, 8 years?
The statute of limitation? No.
Rabbeinu, if two people are in the building, in the same level, and they see that this thing happens...
But they didn't see each other?
No, but they see each other. They're in the same level... Or in the same room looking outside, they see that this thing happened. Mm. Still, they cannot be a witness.
Why not?
Because they did not tell them, you know.
Oh, they didn't warn him.
They didn't warn
You're right. That's a separate din. They have to warn him.
Right.
Okay? Okay, they can't kill him because you didn't warn him. You don't get killed.
But even though if they saw it from the building that they...
They have to warn him, and they have to warn him mamish teich kadidib within 2 seconds of the act, and so on and so forth.
So if there is no warning, there is no punishment.
Right, correct. If two witnesses testify a murder, that Reuven killed Shimon in cold blood, he went, you know, but Reuven wasn't warned, he gets off the hook. It doesn't make sense. They saw him kill him. He wasn't warned. There's no witnesses.
And you just can't warn. You have to also let him know the exact punishment that
you have to tell him what the aver is and what the punishment is. That's why Bezdin rarely killed somebody.
Yeah, you need Talmid Chacham to see it. Is it killing by sword, killing by stone?
No, whatever. Multiple people see it. It's something you see. They can see it.
No, I'm saying you have to warn. You have to tell him that your punishment will be you're going to kill.
No, you could tell. It's a question. You have to tell him exactly which death. You can tell him death. It's another argument. No. But the whole thing of witnesses is. Do you know according to Halacha, David Melech Yisrael was not allowed to testify. A Jewish king can't testify.
Right.
Two brothers.
What's
Moshe and Aaron?
Yeah, that's also exactly Moshe and Aaron. Yeah. What? The most. Not only that, they're not testifying against each other or against the relative or something. Moshe and Aaron happened to see a murder. Yeah, they're walking down the street, the two brothers, and they mamish watched them and they warned them. They said, what are you doing? You're going to get killed.
They saw each other.
And they're walking together down the street and they warned the murderer. Yeah? Torah says, sorry. They're not believed.
Man.
Not they're not believed. They're not witnesses. Relatives are not kosher witnesses.
Okay,